is a little, another little how right there. Are there any questions you'd like to ask me about?
No, that's great. there are some too. You said utility room. What do you use that for?
Well, my washer and dryer are there. I do an awful lot of canning, and so my canned stuff is stored there. It's really a lot of junk too. And I'd like to have my freezer there, but there's not room, so I have it in our house. I went in Jet's workshop outside.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stuff do you can?
Anything. Beans, pickles, tomato juice, okra, corn, peas, just all those things.
Mm-hmm. Do you have a garden?
We have a small garden in the back, and then our friends have been very generous with us this year and given us a lot of stuff to can and freeze.
That's
Dad has a big garden, and so he gives me some stuff to can and freeze. Mm-hmm. I canned okra last night.
Your home in Morton Community, how long did you live over there?
I'd say about 8 years, perhaps. I was born there, so I lived there about 8 years, I guess.
Can you kind of describe to me what it was like?
Oh, yes. It was like two front rooms and then a kind of lean-to on the back that we used for a kitchen. Very crude. But it was fairly comfortable. I was born in the Depression, so things were quite hard then. Daddy worked for WPA some in the wintertime, and then he farmed in the summertime.
Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have one sister.
Is she older or younger?
She's 7 years older, and she's mentally retarded. Mm-hmm. She's in a nursing home right now. We've had her in several different institutions, but it seems like it works out better in a nursing home.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell me, in your house over there, how did you heat it?
With wood.
We
didn't have electricity either. I can remember when the power came to our house, and we were so poor that we couldn't get it for a while. We had to wait till and things got a little better, you know, before we could get it even connected. The lines were up to the house, but we just couldn't get it into the house until we got a little better financially. During that time, I had osteomyelitis. Are you familiar with what that is? It's a bone disease.
Yeah.
And I was in and out of Campbell's Clinic for like 2 to 3 years. And needless to say, that took an awful lot of money too. And that was one reason we couldn't get power there. And my leg was drawn up under me. They said they could straighten it, but it'd always be stiff. But I'm very fortunate it isn't stiff. I can't use it quite as well as I can the other one, but nobody'd never know it.
Mm-hmm. You certainly wouldn't know. Could you tell me where Campbell's Clinic is?
In Memphis.
In your home, you had a fireplace?
No, it was a wood-burning heater and a wood stove for cooking.
You're familiar with a fireplace?
Right, very much so.
Yes. The smoke goes up through what?
The chimney.
And the open place in front of the fireplace is called
what?
The
hearth.
The thing over the fireplace that you can set things on?
The mantle.
That is a beautiful clock.
Thank you. That was my mother's. My grandmother, Carruthers's, her mother's.
Did it keep like that, or did you have to?
My husband redid it. I mean, he took it apart. It's put together with pegs.
Yeah.
And he took it apart and refinished it. And it will keep time, but we have another one in the other bedroom that was his grandmother's. And so it kind of keeps me busy keeping that in place. So I let this one run down occasionally.
Yeah.
You know, needless to say, you don't use your living room like you should. When the children are all gone anyway.
How many children do you have?
I have two. Two girls.
My father has gotten clocks from his family and from my mother's family and done the same thing. His are not nearly as ornate.